Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly Wellness Radio. This is your Wellness Radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is the one and only Scott Dudley.
That's not even fair. Hey, hi, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to us. We're lonely. All the downtime week to week between shows, we're like sitting around going, where's our radio people? Wellness Radio at co.imperial.ca.us will get you to us or you to today's guest, who is Jessica Minahan. And she's a special educator and an author, a multiple book author, might I add, and a behavioral analyst who's come to Imperial County. This is like her third or fifth, my goodness, fifth time here to work with us. I've got an interesting kind of quote. William Pollack, the associate clinical professor for the Department of Psychology for Harvard Medical School, says this about Jessica's first book. The behavioral code is truly a godsend. Concisely written and easy to read, this book offers a framework for creating successful behavior plans. I predict that once teachers and principals begin to apply the author's approach for understanding and changing problematic behaviors, they'll never look elsewhere for help again. Buy it, read it, use it, read it again and again, and pass it on. Wow.
And we have her here.
And we have her. Hey, Jessica.
It's lucky to have her here.
I scripted an intro while I was waiting. How do you like that?
Thank you for having me. That was very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. It's lovely to be here. Yes, my fifth time. I'm thrilled to be here because I got to leave my winter coat back in Boston, and we are already wearing our winter coat, so it's lovely to be here in sleeveless shirt.
It's actually, you have nice weather. We're just in the, 90s?
Yeah,
upper 90s?
We've had the Beach Boys Endless Summer. It's the days are getting shorter, and so the temperatures are going down, but it hasn't gotten cold. No major fronts or anything. It's just beautiful, sunny, nice weather.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm loving it. So thanks for having me.
We did that just for you.
Thank you.
Dial it in.
We just
told
it. Hey, I appreciate that.
Have good weather here.
I appreciate it.
You know, I was thinking about behavior code, and I like that because it's behavior that's trying to communicate something, but it may not be trying to communicate what is obvious, what is at first glance might be. And so in fact, it is a code. Was that kind of where you were going with that?
Yeah, I'm trying to help people crack the code, like it's a little hidden message sometimes,
right,
behavior.
Right.
And exactly like you said, the way it presents is not always what we first think. And there's a lot of hidden things. But I think the general principle that behavior is a mode of communication is a real useful way to think about behavior. In fact, as a behavior analyst, sometimes I think of myself as a translator, that I'll say to a teacher, I speak English, or I speak behavior, you speak English, so I'm going to translate this for you. So when the kid says, you're fat and ugly, I'm not listening to you, what he really might mean, and I will translate it, is I'm really nervous about this math quiz, and I'm afraid to show that. And then when you translate behavior into a real, more functional communication, our instincts are better serve us, and we know how to intervene better. But there's always a communicative intent to behavior. They're trying to tell us something, and we really should. I like to really get curious when kids act in certain ways. And
why?
And figure out what does that
what
mean?
Is going on?
What does that mean? What are they telling us? And what...
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.